Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
God is good. All the time. Good morning, church. Welcome to First United Methodist Church here at our Brighton campus. Pastor Lindsay, it's good to be with you in worship this morning. And to our online worshiping community at home, we warmly welcome you. Glad that you made it in safely here to church. And having online worship is a wonderful thing. So maybe you're cozy on your couch and or sitting at your kitchen table. Warmly welcome you this day as we come together to praise and to worship God. On the way into the sanctuary, or if you're online, please take a moment to fill out our connection card. This lets us know that you were with us in church, and on the back, it has some opportunities to connect, to serve, to learn, to grow, to be a part of the community here, as well as outside the doors of the church. And to our online worshiping community, you can find this on our church website, and click on worship, and you'll find the connection card there. So take a moment if you would. Today, we are continuing our sermon series on baggage, and so as you look up front, you see all this great baggage from trunks to wheelies to, you know, duffel bag style. We're continuing our sermon series this week and the next on baggage as we look at those things that hold us down, hold us back, and keep us from fully loving God. Well, as we're here to worship and praise, as we're here together, I am so thankful for Randy Claussen helping lead in worship, as well as Bruce Stark. It is a real treat and delight today to have the choir, to have the bell choir, to have Susan Kimball leading us in worship. We have beautiful music this morning as we were in hearing them practice, so it will be a wonderful treat this morning. I also want to mention that we have Sunday school going on and nursery care open, so if as folks come in, if you want to head on down to nursery or Sunday school, you are welcome to do that for our three-year-olds through fifth graders. Well, now with those announcements shared, I would invite you to stand as you feel comfortable. Let's join together in praising God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. I in my Savior am happy. watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Holy Lord, as we join together in worship today, help us to know that no matter how imperfect we feel inside, you have made us and we are perfect in your eyes. When the world seems cold, help us to feel your warm embrace and know that we are loved beyond a measure. Amen.
You may be seated.
This morning from two places in Psalms, to start Psalms 104, 24 through 25. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things both small and great. Psalms 139:14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Randy, for bringing the scripture lesson to us this morning. Church, I'd invite you to join me in prayer. Let's pray. Holy and loving God, as we gather on this cold January day, we are thankful for warm spaces to worship here in the sanctuary, warm places at home. God, we are thankful for your grace and your love, which warms us. As we gather in praise, as we gather in celebration of your grace and your love, which sustains us, make your presence evident with us this day. Empower us, encourage us, enliven us, and enable us to go forth from this time of worship to be your disciples, transforming the world, serving in your name, loving as you love. O holy God, turn our ears to the scripture that you may speak a word to us, that we might draw something out beautifully from these psalms this morning, these works of poetry, these beautiful words for us. O loving God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, on a cold, blustery day in January, I sat down to compose and to write and work on this Sunday sermon, and I looked at the preaching text that I had selected many weeks ago, and I was pleasantly reminded, oh yes, that's what I'm talking about. When we come to this sermon about mismarked baggage, we're looking at the Psalms. These Psalms, these songs of poetry, beautiful words for us to ponder as Randy read for us, Psalm 104, verse 24 and 25, how manifold, oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creation, and yonder is the sea, great and wide, creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. And sitting down to write and looking out the window from my church office, I saw snow beginning to fall and filling the cracks between blades of frozen grass, and trees gently swaying from the frigid north winds, and the skies of those gray skies of Michigan holding back any sunny rays. I'll tell you, it's hard to see the manifold works of God on these bleak winter days. The daffodils and the tulips have months before they're going to break ground. The sprinklers have yet to produce gallons of water for laughing children as they dash between droplets. And skin has a long time before it's going to turn pink and feel the warm sunshine outside, doesn't it? Yet the scripture says, in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Well, it's a little hard to see the beauty of creation on these gray Michigan days when winter keeps us inside, wrapped in layers of fleece and flannel and snug in blankets and afghans, drinking hot coffee or sipping tea or chocolatey drinks for children topped with whipped cream and marshmallows. It's hard to see the beauty of creation on these cold gray days. These days when the lakes of Michigan form crystals, solidifying to bodies of water, evidence of our sub-zero temperatures, and yet the scripture says, yonder is the sea, great and wide, creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. Well, perhaps there's a fish or two below these frozen bodies of water trying to avoid the catch of a fisherman or a fisherwoman. Innumerable are there these living things, both great and small, yonder in the sea, in these great bodies of water. Well, I don't know, in these bleak midwinters, I looked out my office window this week, straining just a little bit to glimpse God's beauty. It was gray, it was cold, it was blustery, there was no sunshine. It disappears for us in the winter. Yet I looked out the window, straining, and there it was. God's beauty. The snowflakes falling, God's beauty. Children wrapped in extra layers of clothes to head sledding and top their faces off with delightful smiles as they squeal down the hill, God's beauty. Just beyond our building, other wonderful buildings like Bountiful Harvest bringing meals and nourishment for folks in our community. I could see that out my window. That's God's beauty. Even on these bleak midwinter days, I notice God's beauty all around, but you have to look closely. Well, turning to Psalm 139:14, which Randy read for us, I read the scripture again this week, and it said, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Is that a psalm that you've heard before? or I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I suppose that's true, but when I looked in the mirror earlier this week, I saw a few things for improvement, at least by the American beauty standards. You know what I'm talking about. Do you ever do this? You notice the lines under your eyes, or the little crow's feet at your, and when you smile that peek up there, or a few more grays on your hair, and that producing that beautiful salt and pepper look, or you notice your clothes are fitting tight thanks to those holiday goodies, and maybe the pounds are raising on the scale. You know what? With the American beauty standards, let's toss that in the trash can and remember the scripture instead. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, looking back out my office window earlier this week and seeing the snow gently fall and the sun begin to set and my coffee cup starting to get a little empty as I sipped upon it, my mind was thinking about these psalms. Manifold are your works. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, on these winter days, God's beauty sometimes gets disguised, and we have to look harder to see the beauty of creation when everything around us seems to be frozen. And I wonder how often, though, we have to look a little bit harder and strain to see it, but I also wonder how often do things just get mismarked or overlooked as God's beauty all around us? What do I mean? How quickly do I don't know, maybe you too, but how quickly do we overlook the beauty of creation on these cold days when everything is dormant, when Mother Nature is yet to awaken, when things have yet to thaw and spring is yet to burst forth of those crocuses coming up in the spring? Or how often do I, perhaps you too, overlook the beauty of other people around us? Maybe we notice the neighbor that annoys us rather than really taking time to hear them, or to make space to listen, or to get to know their story, or to see them as the beautiful person that God created them as. How often do we overlook the beauty of other people around us? Perhaps somebody who we know holds an alternative political view or theological view, but there's beauty too in the diversity of our experiences that cultivate who we are and how we understand and make sense about the world around us. There's much that we might learn from one another if we're willing to see the beauty in our neighbor and meet him at the table. As religious leader Jamal Rahman from the Interfaith Community Sanctuary reminds us in an article he was interviewed in recently, he says we should be focusing on listening and respect and connection. How might our world be even more beautiful and the divine creation of God within us honored if we sought to listen and respect and connect with one another in meaningful ways? The Psalms say, manifold are your works. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How quickly do we perhaps overlook the beauty, not only in our neighbor or something with an opposing view, but how often do we also overlook the divine beauty within our very selves? I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you overlook the beauty within you or within your neighbor? Or do you gaze out the window on a cold January day and withhold the beauty of creation? Do we intend to withhold this beauty, or is it just missed, marked, and not seen or clearly understood? God sees you. God doesn't overlook you. God sees that divine beauty within you. This January, we've been in a sermon series, the baggage sermon series, as we're thinking about baggage, all that stuff that holds you down, that holds you back, that keeps you from fully loving God and neighbor and yourself as well. Sometimes baggage, it's that heavy stuff that we just need to unpack and lighten our loads on. Sometimes baggage is that stuff that just gets overstuffed and it's overflowing and we need to release it and permanently let go of it. And sometimes baggage is that stuff that we have and baggage gets mismarked. You know, every bag has a tag, right? You go to the baggage claim area, and there's a tag on your bag. Perhaps you got one of these baggage tags as you walked into worship today. Every bag we carry has a bag tag on it, and sometimes they have this tendency to get mismarked. On it, of course, is your name. On one side, it has your name, and next to that, to the name, there's probably words that you would write to describe yourself, and as you think about that, maybe you'd like to even do this. Play along with me here in the sanctuary if you want to. Put your name on it, and what words describe yourself? Perhaps you could flip that over and put it on the other side. What might you write there next to your name? Well, as you're thinking about what you might write, sometimes the bag tags that we write, they get mismarked. Because sometimes if we think that we're not good enough, then we might label ourselves as unsuccessful or useless. Or if we long for what we don't have, perhaps we find ourselves as failures and we begin to write those names next to our bag tag. Or if we find that we don't measure up to other people's expectations, we label ourselves as unlovable. Or sometimes other people have those harmful words that they would write down on our baggage tag that are so mismarked. So whether it's you or somebody else that's writing on that tag and it's mismarked, that's a tragedy. Because if God were to do this, God would write your name. And on that tag, there would be words like loved and worthy and blessing. And there'd be phrases like amazing child of God, and you're important and you make a difference, and thank God you're here. There would be words that describe you as compassionate and caring and good and generous and kind and beautiful. You see, God sees you for who you really are. God sees your real beauty. In these cold, frigid, sub-zero January days, God sees the divine beauty within you. It's not just on spring days or those hot summer days when it's easy to see the blossoming, gorgeous creation around us, but it's also on these bleak, midwinter, January gray days of Michigan that God sees you and God calls you beloved. I hope you see yourself that way too. I hope you see one another and your neighbor that way too. For we all are beloved. We are all God's creation, created in God's good image to bring light and life and love into this world, to be bearers of God's good news and grace, to be beacons of hope and healing, to transcend darkness and evil and hate and injustice and prejudice, and to be a part of building God's kingdom here and now on earth as it is in heaven. Beloved, you are an amazing creation of God. This January morning, as you're bundled up in coats and as you head on out the door from worship, may you take a moment to look deep inside yourself and see that. See that you matter. See that your life makes a difference. See that you're here for a purpose and a reason, and to see that there is divine beauty within you. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen.
And all God's people said, yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you, Bells. That was absolutely wonderful. God is good all the time. You guys are getting really good at that. I want to call your attention this morning to some beautiful prayer quilts. We have three of them this morning. The prayer quilts are for Pam, Chris, and Carolyn. And although we can't tie a knot on the way out, we definitely can say a prayer for them. So if you would join me now in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless these quilt recipients and give them strength and courage and patience and faith to face the weeks and months ahead. We ask your blessings on their family, friends, and the medical personnel helping them. May these prayer quilts be a constant reminder of God's love and hope and of the thoughts and prayers of those who would normally tie knots and who have said prayers for them. Help us to be reminded that two things never die, peace and love. The prayers we say for others wrap them in peace and comfort them like a warm quilt. Prayers are tangible evidence of the love we share with them. Amen. I really enjoyed Lindsay's sermon this morning, and I was thinking about all the snow and the cold and everything. And I've been kind of bummed out lately that I haven't been able to walk because it's just too darn cold. And I'm sitting there feeling kind of depressed because it's so cold. Until I talked to my buddy from Winnipeg yesterday, and he was sitting home, and he says it's 8 below 0 at 9 o'clock last night. And he says that wasn't even going to be the low. So I quit feeling sorry for myself, and I was just thankful that I'm not in Winnipeg and that I'm here. It's balmy here. It's like 13 degrees. I'm ready to get my Bermuda shorts off. Now, if you would join me in an attitude of prayer. Glorious God, you know us at our best, and you know us at our worst. But you still love us. With all our faults and failures, you are still there for us. You are there with us in our times of success, and you pick us up when we fail. When we feel alone, we know we can turn to you, and you are there. Reveal your goodness to all who need your strength and love today. Teach us how we can best support and encourage them, to encourage those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships, those that are struggling with health issues, those that are suffering with depression and loneliness, those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling with financial burdens. To understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. To help them understand that you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. Unite our church so that we may be an example of harmony and justice in a world torn by conflict. Reveal your will to all people. Fill us with the courage to live out your righteousness as a sign of your goodness. Encourage and assist all who suffer the ravages of COVID-19. We know that you are here with us during this historic but horrific time. Relieve the needs of those who endure social distancing and self-quarantine, as well as those quarantined due to illness. During these times, it's important for us to remember that you are ever with us and will always be. When times look the darkest, you are our light. When we feel that there is no hope, you are our hope. When we feel alone and deserted, you are waiting there for us. When we feel down and broken, you are there to lift us up and restore our pieces. In times of need and doubt, the disciples went to Jesus for comfort and for strength. May we learn from the disciples that Jesus is our source of comfort and strength as well. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us, never leaving us alone. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We strive to be always grateful for all you give us, even though sometimes we think we can handle it all on our own. Sometimes we take your goodness for granted. As we turn to you in this time of silent prayer and meditation, And as we turn our baggage over to you, help us remember that all goodness comes from you. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And amen. Don't forget, God loves you. Ain't a darn thing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen. When we join in church membership, when we claim First United Methodist Church in Brighton or Whitmore Lake as our spiritual home, we make vows and we make a commitment to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ here. And part of that commitment we make is a commitment to grow through our prayers and our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. To be a part of the giving, to be a part of the generosity here, you're invited at this time. I'd invite the ushers to come forward to wait upon us to receive our offerings to God through in service and mission through this church. There are ways to give online. You can visit our church website as seen up on the screen. You can text any dollar amount to the number there up on the screen, and you can place your offerings and your change in the offering plate. We're about changing lives. We're about changing the world. We're about sharing the message of Jesus Christ. We're about reminding people that you matter and that you're loved and you're beautifully created in God's image. May we share generously from our hearts.
Offering the prayer for the offering. Dearest Lord and Savior, one way we can express our gratitude is through the offering we can bring to your ministry. We pray that these offerings will be used to grow your kingdom on earth so that others who don't yet know you can know that they are valued and loved by us and by you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let us continue our songs of praise together. You are mine.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeful. strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, all will know my name. Do not be
beautiful song lyrics. Three announcements I want to share with the church this morning. One is a reminder to help support our sock drive. It's going to go to support Community Connect, and our goal is 1,000 pairs of new socks. So whether it's children's or women's or men's or youth size socks, we'd invite you to bring those socks in until next Sunday. Help us fill the buckets that are out here in the community room. Church online, you're welcome to bring those in during the weekday. We hope you'll support that mission cause as well. Another reminder, if you haven't heard, confirmation is open for our eighth graders, our high school students, to be a part of the confirmation journey. A time where students grow deeply, intentionally in their faith, study scriptures, work with a mentor, get to know our director of children and student ministry even better, Allison. And so if you have a high school or a student at home or your grandchild, or you know somebody in the neighborhood that's interested in confirmation, I'd encourage you to reach out to Allison or call the church office during the weekday. And the last announcement I want to share is our church has been blessed by the music ministry of Eric Harp. He has been one of our worship leaders at our Whitmore Lake campus for several years now. And Eric has graduated from college. He's gone on to get a full-time job this fall. And now working full-time, Eric has discerned that it's time for him to step back on staff as a worship leader at Whitmore Lake so we can have a little bit more free time right on the weekend. So we are going to be celebrating Eric, and we are so thankful for his ministry, his music leadership at our Whitmore Lake campus. We're going to be celebrating him in worship next Sunday, the 30th. That's going to be his last Sunday. So if you normally worship with us at 9:30, that's wonderful, but we want to extend an invitation for you to celebrate Eric if you'd like to worship at Whitmore Lake with a little reception to follow. Eric has been a tremendous blessing on staff, and he looks forward to just being a part of the worship community now. And so we want to celebrate Eric. I hope you'll be able to be there. The words of Scripture say, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But church, I'm wondering if we could change the I part to the to we this morning, that maybe this morning we could say together, we praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Would you be willing to say that with me? We praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. May that psalm be on our hearts this morning. May we carry it into our week ahead. And as we look to the baggage tag that's attached to our bag, as we carry it on our pack, or we pull it alongside us, or we're holding as a duffel bag, as we look to that bag tag there, may you be careful what's written there. I mean, you see that you are a beautiful, beloved child of God, and your name's all over it. Go in peace this day to love and to serve the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.